put something on your mind. I never did wrong.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I'm your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. And we're broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. On today's show, there's some serious stuff going on, and I want to get right to it. Now, I know a lot of you have probably already heard that my appearance at Colgate University, scheduled for next week, October 24th, my appearance at Colgate is being protested by some women's organizations out there at Colgate University. And I want to touch on that tonight. That's going to be the topic of tonight's show, and I think we're going to do another show. I know we're going to do another show about it tomorrow. A lot of controversial stuff going on. They had a real big meeting, I think it was last night, yesterday, at the university, because it was going to be a very popular lecture. A lot of people were going to go, and controversial. And they thought it was going to be controversial, and some of the women's groups got together and went to the board of directors, and they protested. I heard that there were flyers all around the campus, and the word was that I was going to teach men how to get women. I was going to teach men how to get laid, which is not all that I teach. And I know that the women's groups were saying that I shouldn't be teaching men stuff like that. This is what they were saying. They were saying stuff like this. Those feminist organizations are no joke. And this is the kicker. This is the killing part. The women's groups were saying that I was racist. They went to the board of directors and said that I was racist. And they said that I was sexist. And they said that I was going to reinforce negative stereotypes about black people. And I got this in an anonymous email last night, even before I talked to the school board and the people who are in charge of the event. The name of the event is like Sex Week at Colgate University. And the people that's in charge of it, they're called the CAB, C-A-B. I'm not sure what that stands for, but it's called CAB. And before I even talked to them, I was getting emails from some of the male students last night saying, hey, man, they're having this big meeting, man. And these girls are trying to ban you from coming. They're afraid of you to come to the school. I mean, it was real fucking deep. It's that deep. And the people were telling me that in the meeting, they were saying that I was like degrading the women, and like I said, I was racist and all that. And when I heard that, something seemed odd. Now, which group of people would say something like that? Because it's a blatant lie. And anybody who listens to the Mac Lessons radio show and anybody who reads my books, they know that that's a blatant lie. You know, I'm not racist to anybody. What my stuff is about isn't even degrading the women. And you know that I don't reinforce any kind of stereotypes. All of my shows are vehemently against stereotypes and cooning. I just did shows about cooning and shucking and jiving. I do shows like that all the time. So I thought about it. When I heard that, I'm like, what group of people would just make up a blatant lie like that? That doesn't sound like what I think it is. Now, mind you, Colgate University is like a predominantly white school, sprinkled with a few black students. And when they told me what was said in the meeting, I automatically knew which group of people it was. Now, all my listeners, who do you think it was? I'm going to give you 3 seconds to guess. You guessed it. Black women at the school. Can you believe that shit? The black women at the school, and from what I heard, there's like less than 100 black students at that school. The black women at the school got together and went to the board of directors and made up all this shit and told them. And then they played the race card on them. And when you're dealing with these white folks and you got black folks playing the race card, they don't know what to think. When these white people see me on TV, they're like, okay, he's cool. I see the guy on TV. He's not doing anything wrong. We like what he's doing. And then these black females at the school who are goddamn haters, and I'm going to get on them in a minute, but they get to these board of directors and make up all this stuff, and the board of directors are like, well, damn. I just have to take their word for it without any of the stuff being substantiated. These sisters went up there and played the race card on these people. And then they called me today and we've been talking and stuff like that. And after they talked to me, they kind of realized that these sisters kind of hustled them a little bit. And they're still trying to work some stuff out. Because, I mean, it's a real big brouhaha up there now. It's some serious shit. Now, the thing is, as far as the event, I have a contract with them, so I still get paid regardless. A considerable amount of money at that. I get paid a lot of money regardless. I already have a contract, and they know that. So the school really don't want to lose money. But when you have people going in the board of directors, you have black people playing the race card because of their own insecurities. Because the real problem, and I'm going to get on that in a minute, but when you have people playing the race card, that throws a wrench in the game. And these black female feminist groups, because I'm assuming they're feminist groups, that's what they sound like when they make all these crazy ass charges that I'm degrading the women and I'm teaching men how to bang women and men on campus shouldn't be taught this stuff. It's bullshit, and they know it's bullshit, and my audience knows that it's bullshit. And again, like I said, I could have just kicked back, just got my money, which I'm going to do. I'm going to get the money anyway, and I can just be cool. I can just say, fuck it. I'm getting my money, free money, basically. I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to leave the house. Get a lot of money. I'm cool. I can just charge that to the game. And I was going to do that. I'm like, whatever. But then after I started hearing what they were saying and all the lies and all the bullshit they were, I mean, it got real, real deep out there. I mean, they had a very big meeting. It's a very big controversy out there. Then I said, you know what? Hell no. I'm not going to let it slide. I could, but now it's a principle thing. And I'm not going to let it slide. And my audience and my people are not going to let it slide. Like I said, we got a movement going on. Now, they want to make some noise. God damn it, we're going to make some noise. Now, what's funny, the part that I really didn't like that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, well, the whole thing kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but what I really didn't like was the fact that these black female groups went to the board of directors talking about my podcast, talking about my MySpace page and my podcast, saying that my podcasts are very offensive and degrading the women and racist, blah, 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 the whole nine. Because basically when I do lectures, it's based off my books, my literature. It's based off my books. And my television stuff, the stuff I do in the mainstream. When I did the podcast, I did it for a special reason. I didn't have to do it because I'm basically a mainstream artist. I'm on international television, which I don't really like bragging about, because you don't have to brag if you're doing shit. But for those who know, I'm on international television. I've done Conan O'Brien a few times, The Tonight Show a few times. I'm on MTV all the time. I'm on VH1 all the time. And this shit is shown around the world. So I didn't have to do the goddamn podcast, but I did it for a particular reason. I wanted to do a podcast where I can talk about issues in the black community that really need to be talked about without putting all of our business out there, without having our dialogue open and scrutinized for the world to see. I don't want our shit to be on some Maury Povich shit. So the podcast is for us. You feel what I'm saying? It's supposed to be for us, so we can air our dirty laundry amongst ourselves. That's the purpose of it. Because the stuff I say on the podcast and the constructive criticism that I give on the podcast and the dialogue I give on the podcast, I wouldn't do it on MTV or VH1. I wouldn't do it like that. I wouldn't do a show about Conan on mainstream television. That's something that we can discuss on our own amongst each other and come up with solutions and alleviate the nonsense. That was the purpose of the podcast. But what happens whenever black people try to dialogue amongst each other, we got people who do lie snitching, not dry snitching, lie snitching, because that's what these women did at Colgate University. They went and did some lie snitching. Took our business to white folks. Which white people listen to the podcast. It's a very amusing show. People love this show of all nationalities. But the core audience, black people. That's who the show is for. So we can talk about issues on our own. So the first thing they do, go lie snitching. Well, he talks about this in the podcast. And just putting all types of extra shit on it. He's very racist towards women and teaches men how to be harmful to women, which is bullshit. Like I said, man, there's a civil war going on between black men and black women. In the black community, there is a civil war. And as black men, we got to stand up, brothers. That's the whole purpose of my existence, is manhood. It ain't about getting your dick wet. It's about being a man and standing up to the bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit that we have to stand up to. It's crazy, and we're not going to let it slide. Like I said, if they're going to make a move, we're going to make a move. And for all my people out there who listen to the show and say they want to be down with the movement, here's your chance. Because nobody's ready to take it laying down. And my soldiers and all my people, they know about it. And everybody's ready to ride. People are calling up to the school now. I know they posted the phone number on my blog. And I know people are emailing. I know some people who are going to call up there Monday. A lot of people. And I advise everybody to do so. To be very vocal about this. Because this is deeper than what it seems. As men, and not just black men, a lot of white men are on board too. White men don't like to have to deal with this kind of stuff on college campuses. This is what men have to deal with on college campuses. This is why they called me in. A lot of men have to deal with these feminist groups making it damn near illegal to be a man in college. And all my diehard listeners, how many shows have I done on College Mackin? I get college guys all the time wanting advice, not knowing what to do because the college atmosphere is so crazy. And most colleges around the country are ran by feminist organizations. They have a strong influence in colleges. Most of the shit they say is garbage. And they can give out all types of unsubstantiated lies because guys are afraid to challenge them. That's why they call me in. And it's almost like a catch-22 because a lot of guys don't really know how to challenge these women. So they call me in. But the catch-22 is now they're going to try to protest me. And this is the first time I've been protested from a college. I've done many colleges and lectures at schools. This is the absolute first time. And the thing that bothers me is it's a black females group that's doing it. A school of predominantly whites, and there's a black female organization opposing it. And we all know why they're doing it. And this is not indicative of my female audience. I have a very large black female audience. Truth be told, my book, The Art of Mackin, which is my best-selling book, well, my best-seller. All my other books are best-sellers as well, but Art of Mackin was the biggest seller. More black women bought that book than anybody. I've done lectures, sold-out auditoriums full of black women who come out to see me. So my criticism isn't indicative of all black women. Black women are some of my biggest supporters, but on the flip side of the coin, black women are also some of my biggest deflectors. It's a strong catch-22 dynamic there. And usually, we all know the kind of sisters who don't like me or who don't like what I do. That's how deep the game is, guys. I'm trying to tell you how deep the game is. When I spit this game, it ain't about just playing women and all that shit. This is about some manhood shit that's going to change the whole game up. And you have women out here who are terrified of it. They're protesting in the streets, literally, afraid of the game. They don't want a man up on his shit. In our society, they like submissive men. We live in a society full of submissive ass men and dominating women, and they want to keep it that way. And the minute somebody comes to try to shake up that foundation, they lose their minds. This is what this is about. So I'm talking to all you players out there. Do you want it to be like that, or do you want to make a move? Because I'm out here on the front line. If I'm going to talk the talk, goddammit, I'm going to walk the walk. And to those detractors and all those people out there that's trying to throw salt on the game, at Colgate University specifically, I will debate any of you face to face. I don't do shit and hide. I criticize all these different websites and all these little gossip columnists and all these people who make up shit and hide behind screen names and people who protest in groups but hide and do it on the low low and do it on the slick. Fuck that. Stand up for something. Don't do things like a punk. Don't do things like a snitch. If you disagree with something, you bring that shit. Because I'm not running from none of you. I'm right here, wide open. And anybody at that school, if you have a problem with what I'm saying or you disagree with what I'm saying, and if what I'm saying is so messed up and so wrong, I'm open for debate. You debate me and you prove me wrong. Because I'm cool. I'm still getting my money. So it don't make me no difference one way or another. But I challenge you to a debate. If I'm so wrong, if what I'm saying is not good for the men out there, and if it's so detrimental, it should easily be debated. You can easily shut my shit down. If you have a problem with it like you say you do. And that's for anybody, not just at that school, at any school, any college in America, any college out there. If you have a problem with what I do, and all these groups and all these feminist organizations don't like guys buying my books and reading my books and listening to my shows and coming to my lectures. If you have a problem with what I do, I'm right here open to debate. You can bring me to your college, and if your shit is so tight, discredit me, because I know I'll rip you a new asshole. Because I stand by everything that I say and everything that I do, and I bring that shit because I know it's some real shit. You can't debate the truth. It's very hard to do. And most of the cats who buy my stuff know I'm saying some real shit. And another thing I didn't like, one of the groups was saying that they were afraid that my lecture would cause men to be harmful to the women on campus. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? They said this stuff, people. They've actually said this stuff. They said that my lectures are going to cause the men on campus to be harmful to the women. That's that feminist bullshit. Now, for my college cats, you know what I'm talking about. For my non-college cats, let me explain about the feminist groups and how they think. A lot of feminist organizations, a lot of these women are like man-hating women who think that every form of sex between men and women is rape. They try to pump fear in these women's minds that every man is a potential rapist and every man is a potential assaulter. Every man is going to hurt you or harm you. And any man who shows any kind of dominance and strength, he's an abuser. He's emotionally abusive, physically abusive, psychologically abusive. They love to throw the word abuse in there. And they're trying to protest my lecture talking about they want to keep women safe. Safe from what? I don't teach men to harm no goddamn women. I've never done that. I've sold hundreds of thousands of books. I've never heard of any cases where a man has harmed a woman based on the teachings of Tariq Nasheed. Never. And if there are, call me up. If there are any women out there that's been jumped on by a nigga because he done read my shit, call me up. Y'all know the number to the station, 818-574-8389. I'm right here. But a lot of people are going to start doing stuff. My soldiers out there ready. People are going to start calling the school. I know they posted the number on the blog. I know one number is, hold on, somebody just emailed me. One phone number is 315-228-6843. That's the Colgate University. I think that's the board of directors or something. Those are the people who are sponsoring the event. 315-228-6843. Now, I know a lot of people are going to call up and voice their opinion about it. And I advise you to do so, too. Since you're going to do it, I advise everybody to do it. You want to be part of the movement? You call them up and you be vocal about it and let them know what I'm really about. And let them know that the people that's making up this stuff are totally wrong. Show them that they can't get away with shit like that. Show these feminist organizations and these liars and lie snitchers that they can't get away with throwing salt on the game. Also, you can check out their website, too. You can go to Google and Google Colgate University, and you can email them from their website. Every one of my listeners should send emails and call tonight and all for the rest of the week just to show them the power of the game. If we're going to be in the movement, we're going to make the movement work. We got to press forward with the movement because I'm out here on the front line and I'm going to hold the game up all day. And I'm going to stand by the game all day. And if you guys want to stand by the game, stand by the game. This is your opportunity to stand by the game. Because like I said, I could let it slide and I can just get my money and chill. But you know what? We need to send a message because I don't want to be in a position where I'm doing another lecture. And if they can get away with this here, they'll try to get away with it somewhere else. We're going to have to start stopping that shit. If they can get together and rally around bullshit and lies, we as men and women too, women who respect the game, I want all my women out there to call up and call and protest and support as well. Send emails as well. All the women who listen, because a lot of women send me emails privately, but you're scared to say something around other women. You don't want to bow down to you want to go in with the in crowd. You bow down to the peer pressure. but then send emails privately like, hey, I know these girls are talking shit, but I really like your stuff. Say something publicly. Voice your shit. We got too much punk ass shit going on. People sneaking and scared to say something and rallying around bullshit. Rally around some real shit. That's why I got on them people for rallying around a Beyonce hate website. That's why I got on their cases. You get together and rally around some dumb bullshit. Rally around something constructive. What I'm doing is constructive. It's nothing I'm doing destructive. Nobody's being harmed with what I'm doing. Nobody's teaching men how to be degrading to women. The stuff I teach men is gain confidence. Don't let women get over on you. Don't let anybody get over on you. It's not about getting laid. That's another misconception that they perpetuated about what I do, that I just teach men how to bang women. As a matter of fact, on my podcast, which is what a lot of these feminist groups are going by, I have yet to do a show about getting sex. I talked about that in a couple of my books, but I haven't talked about that on the podcast. Most of the stuff is about valuing yourself as a man, standing up strong as a man, keeping your head up, getting your money right. That's the stuff I talk about every day. But the board and the head people at the school don't know that. So when these groups go in here and tell these people that I'm being racist and I'm doing this and I'm degrading the women and I'm telling men how to fuck and all this bullshit, they don't know the truth from bullshit. I want it to be up to you to show them the truth and tell them the truth and keep the game going. And I got other emails too. I got emails from some people saying that they might boycott the sponsors for Sex Week at Colgate. It's really deep. People are getting motivated because we ain't going to let it happen. We're not going to let the haters throw salt in the game. Anyway, like I said, the number to Colgate University, the number that you need to call, 315-228-6843. And also, we're going to do another show tomorrow, because it's Friday night right now. We're going to do a show tomorrow, Saturday, October 14th. We're going to do a show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And we're going to do a call-in show. I want everybody to call in and voice your opinion about this Colgate University situation. And the call-in number is 818-574-8381. 818-574-8381. 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And we're flowing straight from the survival scrolls. I'm going to holler at you cats tomorrow. Peace.